This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're starting off our show today with a conversation about what happens when cultural decorations, simply put, go wrong. So at Surya KLCC, you may have seen a Chinese New Year decoration has been drawing criticism for its resemblance to a Qingming prayer paraphernalia, basically. It is sort of a pagoda-like structure. It appears to be constructed out of paper. It's right at the entrance, actually, of where you would exit to the park if you're familiar with Surya KLCC. So essentially, it hasn't gone down well. It was put up on a Facebook page, and subsequently, netizens and comments have called the structure a marketing failure, have urged the mall to be more respectful towards Chinese culture. For reference, Chinese New Year is in a couple of weeks, and I think most people are familiar with what the Lunar New Year celebrations are supposed to encompass. Qingming, on the other hand, is a tomb sweeping day that is usually on the between the 4th or 5th day in April, in which Chinese families visit the tombs of ancestors to clean the grave sites, pray, make offerings. So it's I don't think I need to belabor the point. I simply wanted to point out that they are very, very different festivals, and that the comparison here is actually being made to the sorts of offerings, the paper offerings that people would burn for their ancestors, usually in the form of houses or cars or clothes, that sort of thing. So if we look at the comments on social media, like I said, I don't think it will surprise anyone to know that it's not been popular. So some thoughts have included Surya KLCC not bothering to understand Chinese culture with that imposing pagoda. Most Chinese people would avoid this place. Others saying, looks like the place where we keep ashes. One more pointed comment saying, burn some joss sticks and candles nearby, then it would be perfect. At night with that lighting, it looks more real. So all of this, again, I think, pointing out that, the kinds of cultural markings or cultural decorations associated with these festivals are hugely different. And also that one festival, you know, you're supposed to be talking about things like prosperity, good fortune, good luck. And the other one is really more about paying respects to ancestors. It's just hugely different. There has also been some tweets going around, not about Surya KLCC, but about The Guardian, I think, putting together an image of a recipe and including in there what I assume they think is a red packet or an ang pao, but instead it's actually money that people burn as offerings again. So just a number of different things going wrong when it comes to how people are trying to say, look, we get it, we are celebrating Chinese New Year, and people of Chinese descent instead saying, well, it doesn't really feel like it. So we'd like to hear from you. Firstly, I mean, have you seen the decorations? Again, we're talking about a Chinese New Year pagoda-like structure that's been erected at Surya KLCC that people are saying looks more like it's observing Qingming. And we're asking you, how do you feel when cultural decorations go awry? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be crossing over to speak with Simon Soon, Senior Lecturer in Art History at University of Malaya. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 5:13, and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We are talking today about what happens when cultural decorations go wrong. This is because there has been some attention given to the Chinese New Year decoration up at Surya KLCC, which some people have said looks more like it's part of Qingming, which is the tomb sweeping festival. So a very, very different festival indeed. And we'd like to hear from you. Basically, have you seen this and what are your thoughts? But also, how do you feel when cultural decorations go awry, basically? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now on the line with us is Simon Soon, Senior Lecturer in Art History at University of Malaya. Simon, as always, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
So what were your immediate impressions and reaction when you saw the decoration at KLCC?
Well, actually, I have not had the chance to view the decoration, so my observation is largely based on whatever photographic images are circulating online. For me, my first impression, and it's certainly a very lurid-looking pagoda. So I can see why numerous people have associated it with, the Qingming Festival, where the departed is honored and remembered in Chinese culture. But I wonder if it has anything to do with the pagoda form that it took. Maybe it's something else altogether.
I just wanted to confirm then, because a lot of the comments do circle around the fact that the structure itself reminds them of Qingming. Would you agree with that overall?
Perhaps the pagoda itself is not exactly a common subject of choice for the construction of these paper effigies that one burns during Qingming or during a funeral or during Hungry Ghost Festival, right? So when we look at effigies that are burned or these paper effigies that were made for Qingming, you'll notice that they're often made in the likeness of modern material goods. So you have your bungalow houses, your servants, your iPhones, or even your COVID vaccines. You'll be hard-pressed to find a pagoda, which is a classical Chinese sort of architectural form being, burned as an offering. And so I don't think that association is really... What struck a nerve is really the pagoda. But my sense is perhaps it is this color scheme that many readers find very uncomfortable. So from the photograph, it does appear very lurid. The roof has a bright neon green color. And this schema of using flashing colors, right, pairing the green with the bright red, is not only, it's often connected not just with Qingming, but also Hungry Ghost Festival, and as well as the growing popularity in the worship of underworld deities in Chinese folk religion here in Malaysia. So I think it is all these associations that make this structure so uncomfortable for many.
And specifically on that point about why people might not want to be thinking about Qingming during Chinese New Year, could you talk to us about that?
I guess, when it comes to Chinese New Year, we associate it with, the color red, noise, Mandarin oranges. These are all symbols of festivity, prosperity, and good fortune, right? And of course, in today's mass market, it comes with all manners of decoration connected to the specific zodiac of that year. So, for example, next year is Tiger, you have items connected to the Tiger, right? So there's a lot more, ideas of sort of like merriment and festivity connected to the Chinese New Year festival. Now, when it comes to, things that are connected to either the departed or the dead, such as Qingming or Hungry Ghost Festival or during a funeral, then it's often viewed by the public to be inauspicious or unlucky to be bringing these symbols up in, a celebratory occasion.
I think a big part of this actually is that for some years now, malls have been going bigger and bigger, trying to, one-up one another and trying to outdo last year's decorations when it comes to the festivities. And this is across the board. Chinese New Year is no exception. What do you make of this approach? Does it have its drawbacks?
Yeah, malls are pulling all the stops to impress visitors, right? And ultimately, these boil down to branding and marketing strategies in an increasingly competitive field for all these malls out there. So I'm not sure, actually all malls are necessarily going for, grand statements. There are some more family-oriented malls, such as Wan Utama or even the youth-oriented Tropicana Garden Mall, that tend to show more restraint, opting for, simpler showpiece decoration in their center courts, for example. And I think, if I recall correctly, Tropicana Gardens Mall even used the golden tree in their center court over the Christmas and Chinese New Year, as their Christmas and Chinese New Year decoration. And this is to suggest that maybe there are different strategies that are at play, even when the goal is to produce a lasting impression of a spectacular decorative image for the mall going public.
Do you personally look forward to seeing these decorations every year?
To be honest, I never really spend a lot of time looking at CNY decorations prior to the pandemic. But I've made my peace with malls the past 2 years and do regularly go to my neighborhood mall, Wan Utama. Yes, in a way, I do look forward to seeing CNY decorations as much as I look forward to Christmas, Hari Raya, Deepavali. How I'm rationalizing it is, I think it tells us something about our social and cultural calendar. It's visualizing that, and this helps us to mark the passage of time. Now, living in the tropics, we don't really have the huge change in weather to help us distinguish the start from the end of the year. So festivities, decoration, in some strange way, do that for us. It creates a rhythm in our life as Malaysians.
And I think a lot of this comes down to, I mean, this specific instance to research, right? Talk to us about that. You know, do you think it's important that more research be conducted before marketing or decorations be put out during these festive periods?
Certainly. I mean, that is what I hope that we can all aspire to, right? But in many ways, I think it's also the current brouhaha is also symptomatic of how culture is increasingly flattened as we become an increasingly visual world. In our past, we rely on text, read more, and text is the main way we access information. It demands certain form of depth and complexity. But today, the sheer amount of visual images that we are overwhelmed with on a daily basis result in us having to sacrifice specificity and context in favor of, you know, spectacle that is often very empty of any real meaning except, you know, serving as a vague, superficial symbol of culture or identity and things like that. So perhaps this is where gaining some visual literacy skill comes in handy to help us to better observe and communicate what we find meaningful about an event or an occasion that is clearly, that has a very clear special place in the heart of all Malaysians, right? Not just the Chinese community. And I would like to, think that this is something that we can all explore together. We don't have to wait every 30 years during Kongsi Raya to express cross-cultural interactions and when this has been happening on a daily basis, actually.
Simon, before I let you go, something that I was just thinking about in your discussion earlier about how it may not be the structure itself, it might be something like the colour or in fact the combination of colours, you know, these sorts of things. And I was wondering if in terms of developing this sort of visual literacy that we're discussing, right, what are some ways in which we could get it right and what are some ways in which we could stop ourselves from getting it wrong? Because it seems to me it's quite a nuanced thing also.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I think having a healthy, a culture where we're able to discuss all these things online and have a public that is vigilant enough to create some system of check and balance, to have spaces online or in real life where we can actually discuss these things and grow together as human beings and learn from each other. These are very important kind of spaces that allow for us to understand all the sensitivities and all the nuances of culture, right? So that culture doesn't become superficial and flattened into just, you know, a fleeting image that one sees and that impression is going to last before we move on to the next thing.
Simon, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Oh, thank you so much, Lynn, for having me.
That was Simon Sun, Senior Lecturer in Art History at University of Malaya, weighing in on the Chinese New Year decor that has gone up at Suria KLCC that basically has drawn some criticism online for its resemblance or its associations to Qingming, which is an entirely different festival, the tomb sweeping day that happens in April. So we've been asking you, what are your thoughts on this? Have you seen the pagoda structure in question? What did you make of it? And how do you feel when sometimes these sorts of cultural decorations go awry? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at PFM Radio. We do have some messages coming in. So for example, Billy says, I would say it's more of the choice of colour instead of the structure. And yeah, I mean, Billy, that is exactly what Simon was bringing up. And I think that that's a really good point because it is true that when I think about Qingming, and I'm saying this as someone who's not the most culturally observant person in the world, but when I think about Qingming and the offerings that we burn now, it really, yes, I think about the money and stuff like that, but the stuff that goes as offerings does tend to be more elaborate and much more modern, right? You see iPhones and iPads, and you see just all the latest tech. Simon mentioned vaccines. That's something that has been going on for the last couple of years. So yeah, it's true. I think in terms of the cultural associations, it's choice of colour. But the other point that's being raised by V is also good, saying, firstly, haha, I suppose it's not that bad. It is the paper 2D graphic that gives away the feeling of a gift that is burned. If it was constructed with a different material or more intricate details, it might look better. That's also a really good point, because it doesn't, I do think that it is lacking in detail, and the detail also perhaps could have gone a long way towards making it look more celebratory rather than just something that is there. The 2D-ness of it, I think, is a very good observation, especially in comparison to what we see elsewhere. So yes, keep those thoughts coming. We're talking today about Chinese New Year decorations, or cultural decorations as a whole, and what happens when they go wrong or they're not received very well. This is because there's been a decoration mounted at Suria KLCC, basically at the entrance to the park from what it looks like, that has drawn criticism for its resemblance or its association to the hallmarks associated with Qingming, the tomb sweeping day. And we've been asking you for your thoughts. Have you seen this? What were your immediate thoughts and impressions of it? And how do you feel when these sorts of decorations miss the mark? That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.